Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Numbers 22 records the tragic story of a Gentile prophet by the name of Balaam. Balak, king of the Moabites, was afraid the nation of Israel posed a great threat to his people. He wanted to hire Balaam to curse the children of Israel so they could not conquer his nation. But Balaam was not permitted to speak without the Lord's permission. He apparently wanted the reward which Balak offered. But God would not allow Balaam to curse the nation of Israel. The name Balaam will live in infamy so long as the world continues. He betrayed his God for money. He could not curse the Israelites, but he wanted to. Not because he had anything against them, but because of the money he was offered. The Apostle Peter compares the false teachers of his day to Balaam. He says the false teachers have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. 2 Peter 2:15. This verse is not the only one in the New Testament which mentions Balaam in an unfavorable light. Jude warned concerning false teachers, "Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah." Jude 11. Our Lord also mentioned Balaam in his letter to the church at Pergamos. "But I have a few things against you, because you have there them who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things offered to idols, and to commit fornication." Revelation 2:14. What a sad commentary on the prophet Balaam. He is remembered only because he tried to lead God's people astray. But were the ones he led astray really God's children, or were they mere pretenders? The language of the three passages I have read to you shows conclusively that the Israelites had been faithful, but were deceived and led astray by Balaam. Peter said they have forsaken the right way. How can people forsake the right way if they were never in the right way? According to Peter, some of those teachers are gone astray. I do not understand how men and women can go astray if they were never committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The false teachers at one time had been faithful. The language of these biblical passages cannot be explained otherwise. The sad truth is, the abuse of these verses would never have been imagined if the doctrine of once in grace, always in grace, had not been invented. We are often tempted to interpret a passage to harmonize with what we think the Scriptures ought to teach, not what they actually teach. Expressions like "gone astray," "forsaking the right way," "they are together become unprofitable," "gone out of the right way," make no sense unless God's children can turn away from God's plan. That men can go astray cannot be doubted, since Holy Scripture plainly teaches that. But does it make any difference if men and women do go astray? The warnings in the Scriptures about being lost are too numerous and too plain for anyone to deny or to ignore. The warnings about falling away are genuine warnings and are designed to keep God's people from being lost. Why else would the author of Hebrews write, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Hebrews 3:12. So please take heed lest you fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. God will keep you from falling if you will let Him do so. Thank you, and may God bless you.